Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is guest host Jason Dirkovics alongside with my wife, Posh Dirkovics. We were invited by Daniel and the Power Hour to fill in. So we're so grateful for this opportunity. This is our second hour. I just want to open up the lines this hour. So if anyone wants to call in, ask us any supplement-related questions. That phone number is 844-769-2944. And also, I just wanted to remind listeners that this week, the Power Hour has put on a 25% off Grown by Nature supplements with some exclusions. The 25% sale excludes our multi, the zinc, calcium, and ProMag, but those are still offered at 10% off this week. And all the other items are at 25% off, including chromium, iron, potassium, selenium, vitamin B, C, E, and zinc. So, that being said, Posh, I think you were sharing something as we close on that last half. I'd really like to get back to that because I know you're bringing up some really good points there. Do you remember exactly what it was that you were talking about?
Nope.
All right, well,
it was a six-minute break. My mind is all over.
No worries. Maybe it'll pop up. All right, here's another question real quick that I want to pop out there to the audience. Do you offer separate supplements for men and women? I'm just going to read my answer here that I posted online in our frequently asked questions page. I say, no, we do not. When you go out to a salad bar, do they offer both a men and a women's salad bar? Nature does not offer fruit and vegetables in that manner, and neither will we. Yes, the needs of woman and man may differ, but the specific needs will vary amongst the gender as well. So we offer the most complete range of complete nutrients available on the market in our multivitamin and mineral and our other multi-formulas. So the point is that there's no men and women salad bar. There's no this fruit, you know, is better for a man than a woman. So nutrients, a man needs selenium, a woman needs selenium. A man needs B-complex vitamins. They're all there. Men and women need vitamin C, the same. That's in our our tablet. So our multivitamin is a combination of basically a little bit of everything. So it's the same formula that can be used for men and for women. And also children, when they start, start introducing to the solid foods. With our son, when he was born, we crushed up an adult multivitamin with a mortar pestle, and I mixed it into a little bit of his sweet potato, and then that's how he got his Grown by Nature right from the start when he was on solid foods. And he loved his sweet potatoes. You remember that, Pasha, and how many sweet potatoes he would have? But we would put those nutrients.
Yes.
Because he, yeah, and we would actually, after that, as he started getting a little bit older, we commonly referred to it now as his vitamin treats. So what we would do is we'd mix that powder that we'd crushed from the tablet, and we'd mix that into a little bit of peanut butter, some organic raw honey, a little bit of brown or a little bit of a little pinch of cinnamon, mix that on a spoon, gave it to him, and he loved it. It was his vitamin treat. So the point was is that we wanted to make sure our son was being properly fed. Even though he was having great food, he was having sweet potatoes on a daily basis, he was still breastfeeding at the time. So with all that, we still needed to make sure he was still going to be getting his adequate amounts of selenium, adequate amounts of vitamin C, B complex. When my wife was pregnant, she actually, that's when I first created our pre and post natal support packages. So what we did was we contacted back to Dr. Llewellyn, said, you know, kind of nervous, my wife's pregnant, what can we do to make sure that, you know, she stays with the best nutrients possible? So he designed a protocol. We put that together for pre- and postnatal, because when women are told that they need to go get folic acid, well, good doctors are going to be saying go get the folate, or doctors that are in the know will say get a good food folate. You don't want folic acid, which is a synthetic produced material. It's actually very, very dangerous when consumed on a you know, long-term basis, and especially if that is what you're requiring for the, you know, the central nervous system to be developed of your child. You should not be consuming that for yourself, let alone as you're growing another child or two inside. So that
and
was
it's
one
no
of the
coincidence that we hear from mothers all the time that, oh, I, you know, doctor said take prenatals, but I had to stop because they were making me sick. Well, listen to your body. There's a reason why they are making you sick. Like, your body's rejecting them, and then we introduce ours with great success, and they have another baby, and they're back for more, and we're just seeing wonderful things with that. So, yeah, absolutely, listen to your body and know what, you know, your baby's trying to tell you, Mama, this isn't working.
All right, so what I'd like to talk about the items that the Power Hour is carrying.
Yeah.
And first one I'd like to talk to you about is the multivitamin. And I set this up earlier in the first hour by saying that a lot of people are told don't take a multivitamin. And I agree with them 99% of the time because people aren't taking multivitamins or multi-minerals. They're taking multi-industrial chemicals mixed together. And we also touched on last hour saying that's why a lot of companies will say we don't include iron into our supplements because men get too much iron. That's not true. It's because they know that the chemical form iron negatively or adversely reacts with the chemical vitamin E in that same capsule or tablet, and therefore that's why they're saying now without iron. Our nutrients in our multivitamin contains iron, and proudly so, because that is in a food form, protein-bound form, the same iron that is found in your potato, your apple, your green leafy vegetables, your legumes, your nuts, your beans. Every food upon this earth has, you know, some small trace of the iron, magnesium. So they all these foods should be considered as a multivitamin. So that's why when we were on the air several times with Dr. Llewellyn, and he was asked, what would your top three supplements be? And he chose multivitamin as his top one. Why? Because it gives you a little bit of everything. And then if you are, you know, through blood tests and works and stuff like that, if you know that you're short on something, then you can individually take that supplement. If you came low on your iron, then you can take a multivitamin and then an iron. If you were low on your panels for your vitamin E, then you can take your multivitamin and then a vitamin E. So Dr. Llewellyn and I repeat that same recommendation that a multivitamin is a good base foundation for anyone that's looking to either start with Grown by Nature for the first time or to continue along. Make sure that you're using the base multivitamin to start. And then on top of that, his next order of importance was magnesium and selenium. He said they basically are a close second because they both work for the body. The body cannot work without either two of those. So he puts those basically on the same form of importance. So magnesium is required for every single one of our body's cells' functions. Dr. Llewellyn often equates magnesium with sort of the spark plugs that get the engine to get going. Without those spark plugs, those engines or our body parts aren't going to effectively work with each other or by themselves. So that magnesium is required for every body's cell function. And we as Americans, we as humans upon this earth, are severely deficient in magnesium in our diets. They're saying to the tune of around 90% plus of people are clinically deficient in magnesium. So the answer for supplementation is not to then go and take an isolated form, which is going to simply push your body further out of balance. But once you start with the baseline multivitamin, then you can also include the magnesium. That magnesium is in a 100-milligram tablet, and we call it our ProMag because it's also delivered in a gut-friendly probiotic food medium to deliver the magnesium. So as I was pointing out before, that magnesium is only a percentage of our complete tablet, but in that tablet, you're also getting the probiotic baseline. You're also getting fatty acids, enzymes, those proteins, which are all naturally found together in God's natural packaging for our foods upon this earth. So when you take our magnesium, you're taking that same protein-bound food form magnesium that is missing in our diet. When you take the isolated forms, most often most magnesium forms are actually listed as laxatives or cathartics. Look at magnesium citrate. That's listed as a cathartic. The word cathartic means a very powerful laxative. I don't know how powerful of a laxative you really need to have, but I guess some people might need to go that powerful route at certain points. But that is the industrial or the pharmaceutical purpose for that ingredient, is as a laxative. And then people are starting to now take that as a magnesium supplement. And then guess what? They say, I can't take magnesium supplements. It gives me loose stool. Well, congratulations. That product that you were taking was doing exactly what it was intended to do, was to give you loose stool. It didn't promise you anything about increasing your magnesium in your red blood cells or in your serum or in your body overall. Its only promise was to be a laxative. And then we complain that it gives us loose stool. Another form, magnesium glycinate, you always hear people talking about. Magnesium glycinate is purely synthetic. It appears nowhere in nature. There's not one form of anything where you will find magnesium glycinate as part of its structure. Magnesium glycinate is a synthetic produced mineral, which they call a chelated mineral. Chelated mineral basically means that they try to attach amino acids to this. And as food, when we talk about these protein structures, your magnesium in that potato or your magnesium in that carrot has protein-bound magnesium. And in that protein, there's over 14 amino acids. Those are branched chain amino acids, which become perfect proteins to deliver these nutrients within our body. So those 14 amino acids work, each one of them having their own individual function, but synergistically working together as branched chain amino acids. When you get magnesium glycinate, they took glycine, which is another isolated amino acid. They basically chemically bonded or welded it to the magnesium, and now you have magnesium glycinate, which is a purely synthetic form of magnesium. But this gets pushed out there because it has less laxative effect. Doesn't talk about anything about how this is going to increase your magnesium in your red blood cells or in your serum or any other part of your body, but it has less laxative effect. So therefore, take this one. People,
and I want to say it's very sad because we see like Facebook groups that talk magnesium, and you go there and they push all the synthetic stuff, and we come on with truth. And they say, well, why would the moderator or admin tell us to take this? Well, usually, A, they don't know, or B, they're selling their own stuff, and they want you to be part of it. And we speak truth so much that some people get it, and some people don't, like, they don't want to get it. I don't understand. It's like the truth is there. It's you know, like Jason said, like, show me this. Where's the magnesium citrate in the spinach? Where's the magnesium in the spinach? It's not. It's magnesium. But people are just, it's so brainwashed the way that the pharmaceutical industry is basically taking over our nutrition supply, that it's really hard to de-schooling or to de-brainwash people to really understand the truth of the matter. It's not food. It is not food. Let's go back to the basics. We have food that we offer, and people are like, when they take our supplements, oh, should I take them with food? I'm like, well, it is food, so that's up to you. I don't know. Like, should I take them before?
Yeah, so you
it's
can
food?
Take them with, like, or with. Yeah.
Right. So it just, remember, like, I just keep telling people, it's food, and it's almost like you just have to keep repeating it. And it's not, you know, necessarily by the fault of their own. It's just what we've been told and lied to all of these years. But again, we're grateful for for the medium, like the Power Hour, to let us speak these truths and other people sharing these truths, because the word is getting out and people are waking up. Hallelujah. So praise God. And with that, we're going to see a lot healthier people. But a lot of people don't want to hear it. And sadly, they're going to, you know, you reap what you sow.
And I just want to touch base back to what you were just sharing, because, it reminds me. I don't like using the term brainwash, because when audience members hear brainwash, it almost puts us as audience members on the defensive. Like, no, I wasn't brainwashed. Well, this is nothing personal against you. This is nothing personal against anyone in the audience that had fell victim
to brainwashing.
The real issue is that it becomes brainwashing by default, because there's nothing else out there except, for example, Power Hour and doctors who get our message and are sharing that message with people. But there's nothing combating all the false information that gets put on there. There's nothing that can combat, because a guy has a lab coat on and he interconnects his fingers and says, this formulation is more complete from A to zinc, and he locks his fingers together. That's supposed to magically make me feel comfortable about their product. There's so much out there on that side that, yes, by default, it becomes brainwashing, because nobody's talking about the truth except for Grown by Nature and for Power Hour that are sharing our message, and you, the audience members. As Pasha pointed out,
we didn't know the truth before. Yeah, Jason didn't know the truth before. You didn't know the truth about Grown by Nature. You were a one-a-dayer. I was a gummy girl. Like, my Flintstones, or not gummies, but I loved my Flintstones because they tasted like candy and they gave me my nutrients. I was in that same boat until I met you and you told me the truth, and it was like, wow, mind blown. And then I just had to get the message out with you. So, again, no fault of your own. It's just when you're only presented A your whole life, and all of a sudden B comes along, and you're like, well, wait, I thought A was all there was. And you start learning about B, and now you know you have some options. And once you have the education, now it's your choice to decide what you want to do with it.
Amen. And thank you for options. Thank you that this is available, because the thing that gets me going and keeps me going, I meant to say, is when I get messages back in the form of testimonials. Thank you so much for the package that just arrived. I mistakenly didn't think I needed it anymore. I stopped taking it, started feeling awful, but as soon as I retook them and started taking them again, I started feeling that fog lift again. And that's often what I tell people. And they ask me, how will I know, what will I notice the difference with Grown by Nature? And it's tough to really give them an answer without saying the best way to notice is when you actually are going to stop taking them. I don't ever want people to stop taking these nutrients, but how do you feel the difference is when you've been on them and you, quote, get back to that sense of normal feeling. We are so depleted that becomes our normal. We don't realize what it feels like to be normal anymore. And then once you start getting those nutrients flooded back to your diet, your body becomes saturated and it starts working the way it is to work optimally with the right fuels. Digestion improves, quality of sleep improves, energy throughout the day improves, metabolism improves, all because things are starting to come back to normal. Plugging those holes that are in our immune system, plugging those holes that are leaking vital minerals. We start repairing and plugging those holes, allowing our body to do what it does normally, and then we start feeling normal. And then we start, that's our new normal. And then how do you feel different?
Right.
When you start saying, well, I don't need these nutrients anymore, I don't feel anything with them. So then many customers, they stop ordering. But then I know within a couple months I'll see that name appear back on, and it's the same story over and over. I didn't think I needed them anymore, but then I started realizing after I stopped taking them that things started to dwindle. And I'll be honest, I'm the first one that can honestly say that that's my situation. I've taken these nutrients faithfully for so long, And it got to a lulling point. I think it always happened when I would go on traveling or something. I didn't bring my full set with me, and I would just, like, I'd fall out of that rhythm. I'd come back from traveling, and all of a sudden, before I knew it, it'd be like a week or so goes by without taking any nutrients. 1 week turns into 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden I'm, like, starting to feel something's off. My head, a little fog or something's happening, and then I'm reminded, oh, yeah, maybe I should start taking my own nutrients again. And as soon as I do that, it feels like that fog lifts up and I come back to normal. So it's a reminder to me as the owner of the company that I need to take them too as well, because that's when I truly feel them, is when I don't take them, if that makes sense.
Right. And yeah, and I want to, like, it's when people like, oh, I want a feeling from it, when I want a feeling. Well, if you constantly have a feeling, what happens? You don't recognize it, and you become numb to it. Like the feeling of fresh air. Like if you get it all the time, and all of a sudden you don't, all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, I haven't had fresh air in a long time. It just becomes a natural part of your life. But as soon as you stop, that is when the feeling happens. So it should be that way all the time. It's not a feeling. It's just a natural way that you should be living. The feeling comes when you stop, and that's when you know something is off.
Two of the items that the Power Hour carries, vitamin B complex and our Pro Magnesium, I would say those are two that if you want, quote, a feeling, you want to know right away, start taking with those, because those are energy, metabolism, central nervous system. Every single function of your body requires magnesium. So when you just take, for example, those two along with the multivitamin as that base foundational, you will feel something different within a week or so. You'll start to have that period where Dr. Llewellyn has referred to as where dreams start becoming more active. And I mentioned to him at one point, I said, yeah, my dreams actually were starting to become a lot more active. And he pointed out that that's when the liver starts detoxifying, is that your dream activity continues. We'll be back shortly. To order now, 877-817-9829, or order at thepowermall.com. We'll be back shortly.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you.
you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil, P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829, order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. This is guest host Jason Derkovics alongside my wife, Pasha Derkovics. Hello. We were invited by Daniel Bergman to fill in for this segment of the show, and we're just so grateful to be a part of this. As we come to our last home stretch here of this show today, we just wanted to basically talk about a few of the items that we rarely talk about and why they are so important to include, and also why to avoid the chemical forms that are being offered. One of the ones that really comes to mind of lately is potassium. Now, potassium is so crucial, and so a lot of times you hear the importance of magnesium, but potassium as well, for the way that it functions with the heart, the way that it controls nerves, fluid balance, also just activity of heart muscles and the nervous system are all controlled with proper levels of potassium. And also a lot of times you hear people getting cramps in the middle of the night, and the quickest thing that people are told to do is quickly go eat a banana, and the banana supposedly is to give the potassium and also the magnesium there. So you have something to add on that?
Oh, I just was remembering when I was pregnant and I had a calf cramp.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
And instead of, putting my feet on the floor, my husband ran down and grabbed a banana, and all of a sudden I opened my eyes and the banana's peeled, and he's saying, "Eat the banana, eat the banana."
You're crazy.
Right, but he was right. That's what I needed. That just wasn't right, the right time. But yes, it is very important to have your potassium.
I heard you laugh, and I knew that was going to come out, but I'm grateful that you did.
Classic story, yes.
All right, so back to with potassium, right? So when people go to try to get potassium as a supplement, one of the most common ones that you're going to see is potassium chloride. Now, going back to that same Merck Index or the USP, United States Pharmacopoeia, basically it's the pharmaceutical index of all these chemicals, what they're used for, what their purpose is. Potassium chloride's main function is it's a crystalline substance consisting of potassium and chlorine. It is used in photography. Ew. It's used in photography. What? So there was no mention whatsoever that that is to help with your heart or your anything health-related. A secondary one is potassium iodide. Is made from, it's a bunch of letters put together, melting in dry hydrogen and undergoing electrolysis. It's used to make photographic emulsions and as an expectorant. Now, an expectorant is something that helps to make somebody cough, get that phlegm up or whatever it is. So they, you know, that is a termed definition of a drug of what it's to be being used for as an expectorant. So if you have overly built up phlegm that needs to come up, then you can take that potassium iodide because that is what it's actually used for as an expectorant. Or you get potassium sulfate, which appears to be prepared from the elements in liquid ammonia. It's used as a fertilizer and to make glass. Hurry up, go to the store, get yourself some potassium sulfate today.
How is this allowed without the side effect warnings like they have with prescription drugs? I don't understand.
I don't know. And so back to our potassium, which is bound, naturally bound protein food structure in that Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the nutritional yeast. Our potassium actually has all of those essential carrying food factors. So upon digestion, as I said before, your body is able to break it down. Those proteins have those signals to say, okay, hurry, potassium is needed for the heart, or potassium is needed for the central nervous system or for blood. Wherever it is needed, that's where those proteins go. So that signaling is completely gone. It's completely stripped away when they strip or isolate these nutrients and put them into a bottle, and then they just float aimlessly throughout your body, these ingredients that are mostly used to make fertilizers and glass or as expectorants or used in photography. That is what people are ingesting when they're taking potassium, if it's not grown by nature. So now, let's go to the iron product. Iron is another one that I was saying before with ferrous fumarate, ferrous. Here's a couple of them listed. Ferric pyrophosphate, ferrous lactate, ferrous sulfate. Ferrous pyrophosphate is used in fireproofing and in pigments. Ferrous lactate is used as a isotonic solution. Ferrous sulfate's rock is known as melanterite. It's used as a fertilizer, wood preservative, weed killer, and also as a pesticide. If you're in need of iron, you should probably go out and get some ferrous sulfate today. I am just kidding. That is really, it's used in pesticides, it's used in fertilizers, it's used in weed killers. Maybe this is why companies, when they discover where it's actually coming from or what it's actually being used for, maybe that's why they're advertising now without iron. Maybe they're unaware that the iron negatively acts with chemical iron. Maybe this is what they know, and that's why they're leaving out that iron in that supplement. Whatever the case is, it should be left out of every supplement. It should be left out of anything. When you go to eat cereal, look at the back of the box, the ingredients. It's been, quote, fortified. All that means is that they're adding in the same chemical ingredient that you can find in these chemical-sourced supplements. Those same ingredients appear on your multi-level or multi-mineral, multi-vitamin, chemical-sourced vitamins, or your iron supplements have these ingredients, the same that are in your cereal used to, quote, fortify. Last time I was on here, I brought up the example that There's those old commercials, Total Cereal. How many bowls of Total would you need to match all the iron that's found in your Wheaties? Well, guess what? General Mills was making your Wheaties, and they're also making your Total Cereal. Are they using a special selected brand organic wheat for the Total Cereal? No. They take the Wheaties. They use a chemical spray, which costs them pennies on a dollar. They spray that chemical Wheaties or the chemicals over the Wheaties. Now it's become more fortified. They can now charge a couple dollars more on a box of cereal, call it Total, and now they have a fancy campaign to say how this one bowl of Total will match these hundreds of bowls of all these other cereals that you're going to be ingesting. I don't know if that's still relevant today. I don't even know if Total Cereal exists, but that's when I was first made aware.
Oh, yeah.
What is the difference?
Yeah.
What is the difference? Why is Total Cereal different? Well, look at the actual ingredients. Well, if you actually look at the ingredients side by side, you'll probably see those same ingredients in your Wheaties as fortifying those Wheaties, but they're just using a much higher concentration to now call it Total Cereal. I believe it was quoted at the time when I first came across this. I think it was like 2002. They were quoting that it costs them 49 cents per box to spray to fortify, but then they were charging over $1.70 more a box for that Total Cereal.
Wow.
Our iron is the same form of iron that's found in your green leafy vegetables, protein bound, and it also comes with molybdenum. Iron and molybdenum work synergistically together. As I was pointing out before, you could hardly ever find food that had zinc and no magnesium or vice versa. Same thing with iron and molybdenum. You'll always see them together. You'll always see zinc and copper together. A lot of times when we get calls from customers, they're saying we need to increase our zinc. And then we say, okay, well, we offer our zinc and copper. And say, well, I can't really take copper. That was shown that that was high on my panels. Well, the panels are showing that you have heavy metal toxicity of actual metal copper inside your body. And that's what they're finding. They're not showing your red blood cell count for overload of actual food copper that's inside your body. So the zinc and the copper are always found together in nature. So that's why we put them together. Dr. Llewellyn was the man who formulated all of our nutrients for their ratios because he understands that this is how this relationship works outside of our bodies in nature, and why we should only include nature when we put things back inside our bodies. Now, Dr. Llewellyn, my mentor, I'm praying for him. There's some details I cannot really discuss, but I just pray, if you are a praying person, we pray for his health, pray that he regains his strength. I'm sorry, I can't really fully disclose anything further than that, but just please keep him in your prayers. His philosophy has shaped the way I view basically everything health-wise. He says, man is what he eats, what he drinks, what he breathes, and how he thinks. However, it is most important that we rearrange that because it is most important about how we think. So we make the appropriate decisions upon what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe. And that is what we try to do here with Grow My Nature, is to share that message, to give you that information, because we're trying to help you understand that because there's so much, quote, brainwashed material out there, that that's all you can feed from until you come to the Power Hour, until you come to our website or follow us on Facebook when we're posting messages. You're not going to see this message anywhere else. You might see some companies that are talking about the dangers of synthetics, but then they go ahead and offer products that include those same synthetics.
Oh,
I brought
gosh,
that example
yeah.
up with Dr. Mercola. I followed him as soon as I was like, this man is awesome. He's exposing all the stuff in the pharmaceutical industry. He's exposing vaccines and their dangers, and he was an outspoken person. And then he came out with an article that said, dangers of synthetic vitamins. And I was like, yes, here we go. Thank you. Somebody else that's going to help this message get out there. But at the bottom of his article, he said, and that's why I'm offering a whole food multivitamin. I was like, oh, no, now I have to compete with Mercola. Oh, no, this guy is so well-known. So I click on his link, look at his product, and sure enough, he's including the same very ingredients that he was just wrote a whole blog about the dangers of them, but now they're included into his multi-food formula, which was the same exact thing that I was pointing out with standard process, the same falsehoods that get presented as this is a whole food product when it contains ingredients that are not whole. At what percent do we call something whole? I was always under the assumption it's 100%. If it's whole, it's everything. You can't call a product whole food and then throw in these chemicals that are causing adverse reactions within the body. And then to go even further on Dr. Mercola's label, he had the Merck logo, which basically is the pharmaceutical logo from the Merck, saying that, you know, because he was using one of their trademarked names as an ingredient. Well, there's a sign for you. So he had to put on the Merck index on his label, coming after a blog about how he was basically just kicking them, saying, oh, Merck and all these pharmaceutical like-minded folk are so horrible. Stay away from them. And then he goes and sells that same product. So this is where it's tough in the market because, yes, there's information out there that just floods the market as to why these pharmaceuticals could and should be used, and they have a doctor in a lab coat telling you. And then the other side of the fence, a very small side of the fence, you got people shouting the truth. You have Grown by Nature, the Power Hour, and then you got some people that muddy that waters that act like they're sharing the truth, but then they're basically just shills for the pharmaceutical companies themselves. This is the problem that exists with out there in the market. This is why we as consumers, we need to share this message. We need to let family, friends, neighbors. Next time you're in a store and some guy goes to pick up that bottle, you say, do you really know what's in there? Here, take a look at the Power Mall's website and see what they offer. We need to start being that change that we expect to see within the world. All right, so another product I'd like to mention is our chromium. Our chromium, well, as we've done with the other ones, let's quickly just tell you what the two options are away from our chromium. Chromium chloride is a preparation of hexahydrates. It's used as a corrosion inhibitor and a waterproofing agent. So if you have nice suede boots, dump some of your chromium on them to make sure that waterproofs that suede. But don't ingest the chromium because it's highly toxic at that level. Chromium picolinate, this one is my favorite one. Chromium picolinate is chromium-3, which is processed with picolinic acid. Picolinic acid is used in herbicides. This chromium picolinate and also picolinic acid has also been implicated in mutating DNA cells. Mutating DNA cells is sort of like the biggest red flag you can have for a precursor of cancer. Once those DNA cells start mutating as a result of this substance that was ingested, you're basically ingesting a cancer-causing and promoting chemical ingredient with chromium picolinate. Now, chromium got a lot of press, especially with the weightlifters, bodybuilders, because chromium was touted as a very key for metabolism. It's so heavily depleted in our foods these days, and that is also a result of why you see diabetes is on the rise. It's at epidemic proportions. Diabetes is usually can be rectified at the type 2 level when you have proper levels of GTF chromium. Now, that GTF stands for glucose tolerance factor chromium, and that is what is offered with Grown by Nature through the Power Hour, is that GTF chromium. Now, I myself am not a doctor. I don't give any medical advice. However, I can share what I have heard through Dr. Llewellyn, as a therapeutic dosage for type 2, he recommends that they would take the 3 tablets of the chromium daily, 1 with each meal or spaced out, because this helps to regulate the blood glucose control. Without that chromium inside the body, blood glucose goes rampant. Another example of how effective our chromium is, in that same pre-postnatal support package that I described earlier on with my wife, she was also on a therapeutic dose of chromium to try to avoid the pre-gestational diabetes. So that was one of the ones that Dr. Llewellyn had mentioned for her to take at the therapeutic dosage during her pregnancy was our GTF chromium. And she went in for her blood glucose test, and then Posh, you can share with them, so it doesn't sound like I'm just sharing the story. But what happened when you went for that blood?
Well, I was the mama that I put on the pounds. I mean, I was, you know, doing the pregnancy thing. And they were sure, they have seen this before. I was going to be diabetic. I know what I'm doing. I've been a nurse for this long. You're going to be diabetic. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. And then they did the blood work, and they're like, no, you're fine. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm fine. And I had a healthy baby, and most of my weight was actually just water weight. And that came out during birth, but I had a very healthy baby. And then they thought, because I had such a large baby, he was 9 pounds, 9 ounces. They said, again, he's going to be diabetic. He's going to have problems. We're sure of it. And they tested him out. Nope, he's fine, too. Yes, of course he is. It took, you know, grown by nature. We're fine.
And when I shared back that praise report back to Dr. Llewellyn, I said, Eric, you'll never guess what happened. We went in for the glucose test, and they were actually kind of puzzled, and they said, wow, it didn't really spike at all. And they were just kind of curious. Didn't really say much about it, but then when I shared that story with Eric, Dr. Llewellyn, he then said, Jason, I hear it all the time. He says, when you plug those nutritional gaps, the body does what it needs to do. Mother can continue to feed baby properly, and you just continue on. So that is what Grown by Nature does, is it plugs those nutritional gaps. If our food existed as it did 100 years ago, supplementation would not even be a thing, except we have destroyed the quality and the levels of our food. The activity within the soil is the issue. It's not the soil itself. Many people, they go and they test their soil. They test, oh, this, you know, has this amount of mineral content. It's the activity within the soil, the acid rain, the chemtrails, everything, the onslaught of our environment is killing these microorganisms within the cells, within the soil. So they are unable to complete the task that they once did, delivering all those nutrients to these plants at the rates that they need. So therefore, we have these fruits that almost seem like they're actually larger these days. They, you know, from a conventional farmers, they're growing. What they're showing is the water content in those fruits and vegetables has dramatically increased to replace the nutrients that are depleted at a much higher level. So the water content is going up and the nutrient levels are going down. This was confirmed by Dr. Anne-Marie Mayer. She was a British researcher in the 90s. She published her findings after she did sample analysis from fruits and vegetables from the 1940s and what their nutrient profiles were listed as, and then she tested samples in the 1990s. This was a 50-year span. However, this was still 30 years ago from that point, and they were showing such highly depleted levels. You cannot just simply go and just remineralize the soil this is something that has to happen over years with the condition of the soil. Maybe that's why they would leave certain plots every 7 years open to regenerate that area. We're doing less of that. So everything that we're doing to try to increase our food production is destroying our food. And then we are suffering because those nutrients are heavily depleted. Water content is going up. that's great. I love to stay hydrated, but my body also needs those nutrients. So that is why if all of our food was the same as it was 100 years ago, supplementation would not be needed because our food was adequate. Our food has suffered. Supplementation is now necessary. Well, where do you go? Do you then turn to what's the cheaper option? I hope not after listening to today, because the cheaper option is always going to be that dollar store. You can find those same chemical ingredients in that dollar store. If you're going to go that route, go the dollar store route. Save yourself some money.
Yeah.
If you're truly interested on building your health, there is only one true option, and that is Grown by Nature through the Power Hour. We've been contacted, or we have sold the nutrients as a result of Power Hour and other word-of-mouth marketing. We have shipped our nutrients to more than 30 countries outside of the United States. I go to think about that. What is bringing someone in Iran or somebody in Gibraltar?
Guam.
Or Guam.
Yeah.
To purchase Grown by Nature. Where are they coming across this information? They're searching high or low. They know what they're looking for. Maybe they heard us on the Power Hour. Maybe they're looking for a similar product. They cannot find it. These products do not exist in the world. If they did, I would not be doing this. I don't want to waste my time and follow up on somebody's work that they're doing. God gave me this path before me. I wanted to be a baseball player. I wanted to be in the MLB. But God said, Jason, I need you to do this instead. And here I am. So here I am with this message. These nutrients are not going to be found anywhere else. This is not just by coincidence that you're hearing this on the Power Hour and that this is the same message you'll hear every other station across the country. That's not true. These nutrients do not exist by any other company out there in this complete whole food form and this offering other than Grown by Nature. So as we're coming to our conclusion here with just a few minutes left, Pasha, is there anything you want to add before I throw in my final thoughts?
No, you do a great job covering it all.
All right, well, to order, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. All products, with the exclusion of few, are on sale this week, 25% off, and the others are still at 10% off. Also order at the Power Mall. And again, thank you, Daniel. Thank you, the Power Hour. God bless you all, Power Hour Nation.
Yes, thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.